With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senator Bob Menendez resigning following his corruption conviction.
Menendez had insisted after the July 16th verdict that he was innocent and promised to appeal. He was convicted of charges that he sold the power of his office to three New Jersey businessmen who sought a variety of favors. Prosecutors said Menendez used his influence to meddle in three different state and federal criminal investigations to protect his associates. The resignation gives New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy the ability to appoint someone to the Senate for the remainder of Menendez's term, which expires on January 3rd. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle stepping down from the job in the aftermath of the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. That shooting unleashing claims of how the agency had failed in its mission to protect current and former presidents. Also at srnnews.com, Key Talks in Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington to address Congress. He has signaled that a ceasefire deal that could free dozens of hostages in Gaza could be taking shape. The health ministry in Gaza says more than 39,000 Palestinians have been killed in the nine-month war. Protesters from the group Jewish Voices for Peace staged a sit-in at a congressional office building. After about a half hour of clapping and chanting, officers from the U.S. Capitol Police issued several warnings, then began arresting protesters. Some lawmakers won't be attending Netanyahu's planned speech to both houses of Congress on Wednesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
Who will Kamala Harris choose as her running mate? Well, it's anybody's guess right now. Several names have been mentioned in the past day or two, the vetting process being led by Eric Holder, former U.S. Attorney General. This is SRN News. An ancient Christian building has been discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosque across Germany. Practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy who've been trained in Germany. This is SRN News. Coca-Cola raising its first-year sales guidance following a stronger-than-expected second quarter.
The Atlanta beverage giant said it now expects organic sales to grow between 9 and 10% this year, up from 8 to 9% previously. Coke says its revenue rose 3% to $12.4 billion for the April to June period. That was higher than Wall Street anticipated. Earnings fell 5% to 56 cents per share.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Adjusted for one-time items, including currency fluctuations, Coke earned 84 cents per share. Tesla's second quarter net income falling 45% compared with a year ago, as the company's global electric vehicle sales began to tumble, that despite price cuts and low-interest financing. More details at srnnews.com.